You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And we're going international today, but a privilege. We get to spend time with our regional and area directors for the Office of International Mission who serve and support missionaries around the world. So, and we're going around the world in less than 12 minutes here in studio today. We have a number of regional directors and area directors in studio.
Yeah.
You looked like you had something really important to say.
No, I'm just really excited.
I don't think I said, did we say who we were?
I don't remember.
It's Coffee Hour. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting this program. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. In studio today, the Reverend James Krikova. Good morning, Pastor Krikova.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about where you're serving and the people you serve.
Well, I'm the regional director for what the Missouri Synod calls Eurasia, which is most of Europe and the Middle East and as far as Mongolia.
And I think last time we talked that this is a fun term that was created to describe where you serve, right? Eurasia.
It's just that Asia was so big they had to cut it in half.
Also in studio today, the Reverend Ted Cray. Good morning, Pastor Cray.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Our resident Canadian.
Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Good.
Don't you remember this? I love Canadians.
Good.
We talked about this last time.
That's why you're wearing red today.
It is. Good. That's exactly why.
Tell us, Pastor Cray, a little bit about where you're serving and your work there.
Like Pastor Krikova, I also am a regional director, and our region encompasses South America, Central America, Caribbean, and Spain, because we like Pastor Krikova over in Europe.
That is a very interesting addition. You see the map with all the colors, and it's all Latin America, and then there's Spain hanging out.
They speak Spanish.
Exactly.
There you go.
Makes total sense. There's just an ocean in the middle.
Absolutely.
Also in studio, Pastor Sean Trump. Welcome, Pastor Trump.
Thank you.
And tell us about your area of the world.
I'm the area director for Eastern and Southern Africa, which kind of encompasses from Ethiopia and Sudan all the way down the coast of Africa and then across the southern part of it as well, about the size of the United States.
Yeah, I think we talked about this with one of our other missionaries, that people forget how big Africa is.
Like, yeah, you can fit three of the United States in Africa. It's a big place.
It's a big place and a lot of cultures.
Yes, a lot of cultures, thousands of languages probably, and vastly different terrain, vastly different people.
How many of those languages do you know?
English and a little Swahili.
There you go. That works. Also in studio, who brought us coffee, which I'm really excited about, Pastor Charles Ferry, welcome.
Hi, good to be back.
How are you?
Fabulous.
How's
Thank
your
you.
Corner of the world?
The little too big for me to wrap my arms around, but that's okay. We include in the LCMS Asia region about half the world's population, because we encompass not only the People's Republic of China and the various parts thereof, with almost 1.5 billion souls, but also the nation of India, which has just over 1 billion, as well as the fourth largest country in the world, which was my home for almost over 4 years, was the country of Indonesia, which is where the coffee comes from that we handed off to you today.
And we are grateful for your support of the Coffee Hour, supplying coffee for the Coffee Hour. What happens when regional and area directors come together to focus on the mission of the church around the globe? Top secret stuff or things that you can share with the rest of us?
Chaos.
Sparks.
We fight about why Spain isn't in Eurasia.
I think the phrase today was, it's a lot of fun and we get a lot of pushback. So,
which is why we can say that literally sparks fly among us, because we do talk about iron sharpening iron. And that doesn't happen without sparks going. And as somebody who's been in this role only for about a year now, I'm really thankful for those sparks, because these guys help sharpen me. It's a good, safe place, at least safe in some ways, to be able to run things past these guys. You know, here's a situation I'm dealing with. You know, maybe you've dealt with something similar. And for them just to look at me and say, you really need to think about this instead, for the good of the mission of the whole church that the LCMS is trying to do.
Any news to share? What's happening in your part of the world where you're serving with your missionaries? Anybody have any news to share today?
Well, we have a little news. It's not completely directed to the mission itself, but our regional business manager is moving to the Asia region, and we're getting a new business manager. And those guys are really important because we're pastors. We don't know anything about money. So
I think you have some exciting news going on with the immigrant ministry in Germany.
Yes, we've just added two more people to the immigrant work in Germany with our sister church body, the German Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church in Germany. And we have two people working with our Zelk partners in Leipzig, and now another couple that has just moved to Dresden. They're living outside of Dresden, and they'll work in Dresden mostly, but also commute over to Chemnitz.
I think we have a lot of great collaboration going on that is kind of coming to fruition. In my area, we have work in Angola and Mozambique with people who are working with the church in Brazil. So Pastor Cray's area and my area are overlapping because we've got this kind of cross-pollination. Down in other parts, we've got connections to folks that are coming out of the Zelk, the Blechmar mission. So we're coordinating with them on work in areas. The ability to communicate and the ability to collaborate together has never been as awesome and potent as it is today.
How well do you know each other now?
Well, now more not than telling. We want.
Not telling.
How much, obviously you guys get to collaborate when you're here, but how much do you get to talk with each other when you're actually back in your respective fields?
We have a Zoom meeting every Wednesday, and so we do actually talk to each other on a regular basis and compare notes.
A Zoom with an M, not Zoo meeting.
Zoom.
It feels like a meeting at the zoo, though, that's for sure.
My little son usually takes his dinky cars out and goes zoom, zoom with them. It's not like that.
The internet's really been a wonderful blessing to us in our work, and be able to get together and be able to raise one another when you have some issues and you can't necessarily get a hold of somebody that's maybe in the States because they're sleeping at this time when you really need them. So then I can go to one of these other guys and ask for some help.
Yeah.
And, in the collaboration, just like Pastor Trump was talking about, Brazil, which is a daughter church of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod from 115 years ago, now being all grown up is doing overseas mission work over in Angola and Mozambique. Mm-hmm. And that's the collaboration he's talking about. Really cool to see a daughter church all grown up working shoulder to shoulder. We used to partner with them in Brazil. Now OIM Africa is partnering with them as they do church planning, just like we do. Yep. So, cool scenario.
How important are those relationships with partner churches and potential partner churches? How important is it to partner with a local church?
Well, I think it's very important, and in fact, it's part of our goal. Is I think we always think of missions as starting up a congregation and kind of starting from scratch. But the day comes when a church gets built, starts to thrive, and you want them to grow up and do what they're supposed to do. And then they become the senders. And in our region, I suppose, in Europe, we have the most number of partners. And some of them have become very mature churches and are doing really good work, not only among themselves, but reaching out into other countries.
In fact, another part to that answer that Pastor Krikova just gave you, in Latin America, alongside North American missionaries, we have an Argentinian missionary, a Venezuelan missionary, a Mexican missionary. So when we talk about missionaries nowadays, they're not just North American from LCMS. They're now international. So you work alongside guys from any number of different countries. And I think it's the same for you guys, too.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges when a new missionary comes on the field? How do you support them? What is important in supporting them when they're first, getting their feet on the ground in your region or your area?
What we don't tell them is that there's just parachutes given and they just jump.
It's not easy. I mean, you basically have to take someone and deconstruct a Western American worldview and rebuild them in the culture of the people that they've come to serve and love. It's painful. It's hard. But everyone on the field has done it. And so when someone lands, they're immediately part of a new family, and we get to be there with them and cry with them in the tough parts and remember our own and then rejoice with them when they've come to identify with that culture.
The question is, do they get to land with a parachute or without?
We try to catch them.
What does a day-to-day, and this probably is vastly different for all of you, but what does a day-to-day schedule, or what do you get to do every day?
I think it depends on who you're talking about. The missionaries have very specific roles. It might be a theological educator, and so their day would be spent working at the school where they teach. If they're a church planter, they're working in a town someplace, making calls on people, just kind of like here. Really, foreign mission work isn't a lot different than home mission work, just a different language and different climate, maybe.
And a lot of it's changed over the years, to be sure, but there are still aspects of that stereotypical mission work where you're out in the field with the very rural areas trying to figure out what it is on this plate that this partner church has just given you and now expects you to eat. So there still are aspects of that, but I think that's one of the joys of the mission work modern day is that it varies widely, and you have opportunities to experience all sorts of different things.
There's, of course, still needs. Albert Leyenbauer, a missionary to Brazil, pastor, wrote, how he longed for a Missouri mule to get around in transportation because the local Brazilian ones just didn't cut it. We still have needs and all sorts of ways that missionaries need to be supported. And thanks be to God, our churches are very faithful. Some 2,000 congregations supporting our missionaries and giving them funds to get out there, project monies. There's just so many ways our church body connects with our missionaries. And basically the reason we're able to get done what we do. So,
with just about 30 seconds left, what would you like for us to know? For those of us back stateside, what do you want us to know?
Thankfulness to our folks throughout our church body that they allow us to preach of Jesus and Him crucified for the forgiveness of sins, and continued prayer that the work of the church and her mission would go forward as that word is preached. So thank you in Jesus' name.
Hear, hear.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all for being our guest in studio today, the regional and area directors for the Office of International Mission serving around the world, the Reverend James Krikova, the Reverend Ted Cray, the Reverend Charles Ferry, and the Reverend Shawin Trump. Thank you all for being in studio with us on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.